We are now joined on the phone by Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue. Chief Blue, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you this afternoon.
Thank you so much for joining us. This has probably been a pretty interesting couple of days that you've had here since this announcement came out.
It has been, and I've been so appreciative for all the nice texts and phone calls and social media messages from people in our community. It makes the decision to announce my retirement, you know, even more bittersweet. So I appreciate so many folks reaching out. It makes me feel very nice.
Yes, well, I know my mother-in-law is Susan Spalt, and she was very, very interested in hearing this news, and she sends her best along to you.
Oh, that's so nice. That's great. Thank you.
So what made you decide to do it now?
Well, it's a couple of reasons. One very kind of technical reason is the way our retirement system is set up for law enforcement officers in North Carolina. There, you reach a point where you're eligible to retire, and really, you know, once you're eligible, you should go, because we have a defined retirement benefit that's extended to police officers in North Carolina. And so every day you don't take advantage of it, you kind of leave it on the table. And it doesn't mean that all your decisions are about money, but it makes good fiscal sense to take advantage of the benefits that you've worked hard to amass over a long career. And then secondly, when I retire, it will be just over 12 years that I've served as a police chief. That's an unusually long tenure for agency heads nationally. It's less than half of that is the average tenure. So I don't think there's much more for me to do here. Our department's in great shape. And so sometimes it's good to know when it's just time to get out of the way and let the next person come in and see what they can do. And so I've had a wonderful experience, and good to go out on your own terms if you're able to pull that off.
Absolutely. And I do want to talk about what you feel like that next step is going to look like, both for the department and for you. But I did want to go back to the beginning before we get there. You've been with the department 25 years, is that correct?
That's right. I was hired in summer of 97 and went through the police academy and sworn in November of 97.
Was being the chief at all on your radar at that point?
No, absolutely not. First off, I was so glad to have a job, first and foremost, that just being employed was exciting for me. But also, you generally start out as a patrol officer, and you start your career, you know, riding around in one of those black and white cars responding to 911 calls. And I found that to be unbelievably rewarding work, and probably made more so because, you know, I grew up here. This is my hometown. And so doing what I think is very important, noble, complex work in my hometown, oftentimes serving people who I grew up with or whose families I knew, made it even more rewarding and satisfying personally. So, you know, to me, for a long time early in my career, I was certain that I'd be satisfied being a patrol officer always. And that's still the best job in the police department by far.
Why do you say that?
Well, for all the reasons I said. I mean, you know, if you really get into this work because you want to serve your community and help people, those officers who are out there on the front lines of this work are the ones who are best able to do that. And that's where you're closest to the community that you serve, serving as a patrol officer. And so in many ways, as you move along in your career, and if you move up the supervisory ladder, you actually lose a lot of that on-the-ground, day-to-day contact that makes the job so special and rewarding.
Was that difficult for you as you started getting promotions? Was it a hard choice?
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, every single time I have moved along through my career, I've thought that job I held in that moment was the best job, which is a good thing, I suppose, right? But then you do it for a little while and you think, well, I might want to try this, or I might want to move up because I think I might be able to influence things a little bit more, you know, the same trajectory that you might consider in any career path. But the farther away you get from actually being out directly providing service, I think the more you have to double down on building those community contacts, because they don't occur as naturally.
We're joined by Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue. This is kind of the obvious question, I think. What do you consider to be the defining moment as your tenure as chief? I know there have been a lot of high-profile cases that have happened in the last 12 years. Is there something that stands out to you?
I don't think there's one thing. I really don't. I mean, certainly there have been some highlights and some lowlights along the way. But to me, it's kind of the body of work that I'm most proud of. I mean, again, I've loved serving in the town that I love and being able to serve for a long time and at least relatively successfully as the chief is something of which I am very, very proud, because I know that we expect so much from our police department in Chapel Hill, and this department delivers. So the thing I'm most proud of is, quite honestly, that I've been able to be a part of something that I think is very special. We provide police service in this community in a way that I think is different from and better than, with all due respect to my colleagues around me, I think it's better than any other department going. The culture and the philosophy are so uniquely community-informed. It's so responsive, I believe, to what our community wants from its police department. And so to have been associated with that and to, you know, been able to hopefully preserve that and maybe occasionally build upon that, that body of work is what I'm most proud of.
All right. Appreciate that. Yeah, I mentioned my mother-in-law earlier, and I reread last night a passage that you submitted for a book that she was working on about addressing mental health crises and from a police perspective. And I was struck in rereading it, I was struck at the compassion and the attempt to understand things from the point of view of the person who needs the help, rather than looking at it only from the point of view of a police department. I guess the question here is, how confident are you that the next chief will be able to continue to innovate and serve the community in those ways that we've both just kind of touched on?
I am 100% confident, not only because I know of some folks who will likely apply, who if selected, would do a great job, but also because I know this community will expect no less. We are the department we are because of our community. Almost every cool progressive policy or program or idea that we've put into place has been because our community has asked for it. That's also something of which I'm very proud. I mean, we do a lot of cool progressive kind of stuff that serves as model for other agencies here. Very little of it do we think of it on our own. Our communities have challenged us and suggested a change to this policy, more of that, less of this. So we are who we are because of the community we're in and because we try very hard to listen to the people we're serving. And I don't think that the person who follows me will have any choice but to continue that same kind of accessibility and willingness to listen and to try to evolve to meet those expectations.
All right. We're joined by Chapel Hill Chief of Police Chris Blue. I have a couple of questions about the future now. One of them, this is partially, you know, you're not going to have this job anymore, so this maybe isn't what you'll have to deal with. But as somebody who's been involved with it for as long as you have, I'm wondering what you see the future of community policing and holistic approaches to community safety. What's the future of that going to look like for a progressive police department?
I think a lot of it is kind of doubling down on what's already been underway here for a long time. You know, you kind of talked about our response to mental health crises, for example. I think increasingly communities everywhere, and particularly ours here, are coming to the realization that you have to send the right person for the job. And although our police officers are well-meaning and unbelievably competent, there are some jobs to which they are not the right answer. And so I think the future of good, smart policing will continue to make space for the idea that we're not the only answer to community safety. In fact, oftentimes, if someone has to call us, then other upstream systems either don't exist or have failed. And so when you think about community safety, it is not just the responsibility of police. Everybody is responsible for it, and there are a number of disciplines that we need to invest in more and shore up more and get really serious about. Sometimes those have very expensive front-end costs. But in the long run, they serve people, get people resources and services that they need to keep them out of the criminal justice system altogether. So back to your question. I think the future of policing is to build on that philosophy that we just talked about there, recognizing that we're not the only answer. We're part of a system to providing holistic, complete safety in the community. And in some ways, police departments need to let go of a little bit of that sense of responsibility for every single problem in their community, because we're not the answer to many of those problems.
Right. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue joining us. And then I have a question for you personally. What happens now when January rolls around and you don't have some place to go every day? What's it going to be like? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I mean, I've got some ideas and some opportunities. I'm not sure yet exactly what that will look like, on January 1st. But what I do know is this community is home for us. I'm not going to disappear. I will stay active in a variety of ways. I'm not going to call the new police chief every day and give them advice. And they probably would block my call pretty quickly if I did that too often. On the other hand, my cell phone is one of the most widely shared in this town, and I hope people will continue to use it and call me if they think I can help with something. I've done this job because I love my hometown, and that's not going to change just because my job title changes. So we'll be around, and we'll see what the future holds. It's kind of fun not knowing for sure what's next. I'm kind of enjoying that.
Well, as you said, you're a pretty well-known guy around town. You're a very well-liked guy around town. Is there any chance if someone approached you trying to get you to run for an elected office that you'd be receptive to that conversation?
Well, you never say never. I mean, I got to find a way to satisfy my ego somehow, and that seems like a great way to do it. there is no immediate plan to do that. But you aren't the first person to ask that question, I will say that. So I suppose somewhere embedded in that question is a compliment, so thank you.
You're very welcome. And thank you for joining us today. Chief Chris Blue is with us from Chapel Hill Police Department. We've got about a minute left. Is there anything that you'd like to say that you haven't had a chance to say yet?
Yeah, thank you. I think what I would say is thank you to this community and to our mayor and our council. Particularly the last few years of policing nationally have been challenging, and we have been challenged in ways that for most of my career have not been the case. That's actually a good thing. And I think, we are made better when we talk as a community about what we want out of our police department. And we as a police department are open to feedback and tough questions and genuine curiosity about what we do and why. And so we're better when that happens, even though sometimes it's tough when you're in the throes of it. So I want to say thank you to our community. Thank you personally for the experience that I've been able to have, and on behalf of my family, too. Because, when you do these jobs, it's not just the officer who does the job who, has to manage the stress and work through some of the trauma. It's your families as well. And so I want to thank this community for being so good to me and my family. I wouldn't change a thing. So thank you, Chapel Hill.
Right. That is Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue. And I'm sure that our paths will cross and we'll speak again before December. But for now, congratulations.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to chatting again. And yes, I'm not retiring on duty, so I'll be working the next 6 months, and look forward to talking again soon.
All right, take care.
Thank you.